Yeah. Well, it's crazy out there today. Man, my snowblower went nuts on me today.
This is the first time mine hasn't, so I'm going to take that as a W. My next-door neighbor lost a wheel, and I helped him put the air back in it, but we'll see if it stays that way. I told him a few weeks back I had a local tire shop put a tube in mine, and darn if I'm not going to do that with the wheelbarrow this year, too, because I'm tired of buying wheels.
Just get those big rubber ones, you know. They're all rubber. Yeah, no. I know. Well, I had to get out the hair dryer. Let's put it that way.
I bet. Well, I'm actually glad I came out here because I've been looking at my antenna arrangements here from the window. And it looks like where my long wire was anchored has slipped the branch, so I'll have to tighten that up before it becomes a problem. Still got one in the air, though, so that's good. And I have to snowblow a third time today, it looks like.
Well, I had to put stuff down behind my back door. This morning I almost couldn't get out. I almost had to go through the side door or one of the sliders and walk all the way around. The snow was so deep. I mean, it was almost to my knees. And I'll tell you, I went up to the truck, and it's rolled around that one. And then the blower, I started, got ready to hit it, and it just locked up. I'm like, uh-oh, this ain't good. Well, I finally got to the house. Took about 10 minutes. Got the hair dryer and got the ice out.
There you go. Yeah, we didn't have anybody leaving today. I don't have any reason to go anywhere, and I'm happy about that. Because I'm watching another car that tried to get down our street back up and give up. My son has gone out to the rescue 3 or 4. He's nicer than me because everybody's telling me to stay home, so I am, unless it's an emergency. And it looks like a few people decided otherwise. And most of them had shovels, which I'm impressed with, but I wasn't exactly going to go help. But, yeah, I blowed the driveway in case anybody came and delivered anything and got the mail cleared out. And then we were expecting a shipment come in, and I was surprised they were going to try to deliver it today. It came back with a notice that said attempted delivery, and I'm like, yeah, no. There was no attempt made, but I'm kind of glad there wasn't. So I wish they could call it something else. I mean, if they could just put apathy on it, that's fine. I'm okay with that on today, but don't say attempted when you didn't attempt.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my neighbor, she called me up and said, I'm getting my plow guy to come in. Don't come over here. It's just too deep, and I don't want you stressing your blower today. And, yeah, she was stressed. I'll tell you, just trying to get things sent in here. Yeah, no, you won't believe this. Let me see here. I'll show you what I had to walk through today for a little bit. You'll really think, how did I do that? So yeah. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay. You have 4 photos coming at you. So yeah. No. Hey, it's been quiet for me. Knock on wood. Believe it or not. You know, everybody's been pretty good. I see a lot of schools are canceled tomorrow, and some businesses are already starting to close for tomorrow.